XXFM. This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Yes, indeed. Good Sunday morning. You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth. Back in the studio with me, she was here last month as we talked about Ebola, and now she is here to talk about her incredible foundation entitled Nicole's Garden Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tox Doc, Dr. Noreen Khan Mayberry. Welcome back to Access Houston.
Thank you so much.
Now let's talk about Nicole's Garden Foundation and everything that it's about. How did this derive?
So my mother was instrumental in basically raising me to believe that, you know, there were too many chemicals in food and that I needed to eat a lot more fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. You know, as a child, you're pretty resistant to that, especially when everyone around you is eating all of these colored cereals and snacks. Right. I wanted some of that too, but my mother said, no, we don't eat a lot of that. You know, you can have very little of that, but every day you've got to eat fresh fruits, got to eat fresh vegetables, mm-hmm. and it's important because you don't want all of those chemicals affecting you. Now, my mother wasn't a toxicologist, but what's interesting is when I became a toxicologist and I began to study chemicals and how they affect our health in the short term and the long term, I said, wow, my mother had it right all along. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you always are supposed to listen to mom, right?
Yeah.
So mom was right. And, you know, what I've been able to do is say, how do I honor my mother? My mother passed away unexpectedly about 15 years ago. And I've always mm-hmm. wanted to think of a way to honor her life and her legacy. And to me, the best way to do that would to be starting the Nicole's Garden Foundation, or Le Jardin de Nicole. And the reason I started this foundation is because everyone should have access not only to fresh fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. but organic fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they just can't afford organic when they go to the grocery store. And I want people to understand how easy it is to grow your own, at least a salad, in a space. Even if you're in an apartment, a small, limited to no green space, mm-hmm. I can show you how to grow vegetables, let's say in a recyclable bag or in a small container. You can have a container garden. We can use hydroponics. There's something called aeroponics, which is kind of a hybrid between hydroponics mm-hmm. and traditional gardening. And you can grow lettuce, green vegetables in just a few weeks, in your home, in your apartment, in an area where you have little to no green space. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I don't have a yard. I can't grow a garden.
Yeah.
Well, you can. So that's what Nicole's Gardens Foundation is about, getting access to fresh food for everyone.
Now, let's talk about what organic means and what it is,
right.
because here lately, uh-huh. you know, that seems to be one of the buzzwords,
certainly,
in marketing to get people to buy. You know, oh, it's organic,
right?
Organic this, organic that. So,
right. And how do you know it's organic if somebody else is growing it for you? You know,
right.
someone could just put a sticker on there. You don't know.
Right.
But so organic is basically it has to do with the way that the food is grown, also the type of seeds that are used. These are natural seeds. These are not genetically modified seeds. So this is a natural food that, you know, the only kind of modification that has occurred has been through Mother Nature.
Yeah.
You know, things will derive and you know, become new species over time. But, you know, if you've got corn, you want corn to not be genetically modified. You want
right.
it to be nice, regular corn. But it also, you know, again, it has to do with the way that you grow it. It's pesticide free.
Okay.
Or, you know, when we're talking about pesticides, we're talking about those added pesticides. Each plant has its own inherent pesticide. You know, it's nature has given it a defense mechanism.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're talking about inherent or nature's pesticides, those are okay. You don't have to add anything. But we're talking about not adding pesticides into the soil, not adding pesticides or spraying them on top of the plants as they're growing, you know, so you have them indoors or in an area where you basically are just allowing Mother Nature to do the work. I mean, it
okay.
was done for years.
Right.
And so, you know, you have to be aware of, you know, predators like birds
mm-hmm.
or, you know, other types of animals in the area. So again, Nicole's Garden is going to teach you how to do this organically, safely, give you some tips, because I don't have a green thumb. You know,
okay.
I'm the Tox Doc and I know all about gardening, but I don't have a green thumb. So if I can do it, then anybody should be able to learn and do it. And so what we're looking for is we're looking for volunteers who are experts at hydroponic gardening, at regular gardening, container gardening. We want those volunteers to help us reach out to the community and offer these classes that we want to give. Also, we're looking for members because we're member supported. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to grow a garden, you can sponsor a virtual garden. We're looking for partners within schools and also corporate partnerships so that we can expand our reach. And, you know, how great is it to think that your child is going to school and learning how to grow a container garden in their little bitty classroom? And it doesn't take a lot of space, so you're not losing real estate within the classroom, but the kids are getting involved and they're learning not only about how to cultivate new food, but they can, you know, apply it to business. You know, hey, how much of this do we have to grow and what's the rate? You can use mathematics. How long do we expect before we're going to harvest this food? And okay, now that it's harvested, we can sell this much and, you know, we can make this amount of money. Or, you know, we can just have a great salad at lunch that we grew in our classroom.
Yeah.
So I just love the concept. I'm very excited about it. And I'm excited to to show people how they can incorporate this into their homes and apartments and, you know, even high-end areas. You know, you think about the townhomes. You know, they cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they have zero real estate in terms of green space. And the green space they have is likely highly regulated, so people don't want them to grow a garden, you know, in
in the small space of the backyard of the town.
Well, you know, a lot of them don't even have really a backyard.
Well,
you
that's
know?
True. It might be a porch and a fence.
Right,
and
exactly. And so, you know, but they may have, you know, a little bit of a ledge or a balcony where they could grow something and something that looks nice. You know, we can show them how to make container gardens that are absolutely beautiful. So it can be very high end or it can be very low fidelity, easy to implement. You know, eventually we're going to have a garden ambassadors program. So what we want to do with the garden ambassadors program is we want to have global ambassadors that can take the technology that Nicole's garden introduces to them into areas where you don't have nutrient dense soil. Let's say you have green space, but you can't grow anything there. It's not nutrient dense. We teach them how to create these container gardens. Let's say you're in an area where you have to move quickly. Well, a container garden can be moved. It can be taken with you. Or you have, you know, an area where there may be some other types of threats from animals or even people trying to come steal your food.
Yeah.
You know, you can safeguard it, you know, whereas outside, you can't be outside, you know, guarding your garden all evening.
Right.
So you can move it. You can move that container garden indoors and outdoors as you need sun exposure, as you know, as it applies to your lifestyle. You know, there's so much that I've learned over the years about hydroponic gardening, simply because, you know, my background in space, you know, I worked on as a graduate student hydroponics and learning how to decrease any type of mold contamination so that food could be grown, you know, long term in these, you know, highly closed environments within space.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, just think about it, you know. We always talk about NASA and, you know, whether or not they are coming up with technology that's useful.
Yeah.
Hydroponics is one example that you can point to that, you know, they developed this on the space station or they tested it on the space station. And now that type of technology can be used here on the ground.
Now, let's explain to the listening audience who may not understand what hydroponics is and how it works.
So hydroponics is basically, instead of using a soil medium to grow your plants, you use a water medium that is enriched with nutrients. So that means that, you know, what's important is the roots can't see light, okay, which is why they're in that dark soil and they're protected. So you have it in a container that shields those that root system from lights. You fortify that water medium with nutrients, with the micronutrients that the plant needs to grow, and you can harvest right there in that hydroponic system. I mean, there are some amazing systems that I've seen in Europe that look like these beautiful glass refrigerators, but they're hydroponic systems. And, you know, not everybody can access something like that, but, you know, we can teach people how to grow something hydroponically on their countertop or within a small space or closet. If you don't have access to sunlight and you do have electricity, then you can use a growing light. Because there are a lot of people who actually grow, you know, fruits, vegetables in hydroponic systems. And, you know, there's so much information out there, but people don't, they aren't aware of it. Yeah. So it's about educating people. So Nicole,
because I've never heard of them until, that's why you got me all in. I'm like,
right.
Wow, this is so interesting.
And aeroponics uses, you know, kind of a hybrid. Instead of like soaking the root system in water, think about, you know, a sprinkler system and how the head comes up and sprinkles a little while. So you've got this kind of sprinkler head system that comes up and sprays that root system periodically to make sure it's hydrated, make sure it has access to the right micronutrients. And so it just, it kind of, you put it together and it works on its own. It's got very little maintenance. All you have to do is make sure you can come in and harvest. There's also other systems. There's container gardens. You know, we get, sometimes we go to these places.
I've seen these before.
Right. Mm-hmm. You've got these recyclable bags. Mm-hmm. You know, I can teach you how to grow potatoes in a bag. You know, potatoes, how many people use potatoes on a daily basis? Right. You know, and just in a few months, you can have, you know, potatoes. 2 to 3 months, you can have potatoes in the bag and harvest and then keep growing. And it's so easy to grow potatoes. Same thing with lettuce, leafy greens, you know, kale. Everybody wants kale right now.
Yeah,
I'm a big proponent of kale, but kale's prices have gone up. It's very easy to grow kale. Hmm. You know, I can teach you how to get 2 buckets and create a self-watering system. Hmm. You know, just 2 5-gallon buckets, self-watering system. You don't have to go in there and worry about overwatering it and killing it. Mm-hmm. It's going to self-regulate. And, you know, in a few weeks, you've got your own heads of kale.
How about that?
Harvest.
Sidebar about kale. That is the new one.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, we went through our avocado.
Right.
We've gone through blueberries, you know, all the super fruits the super foods, I'm sorry.
And they're still super.
Yeah, and they're still super. Kale is the latest.
Yeah.
That's the flavor of the quarter of the week here.
Well, you get
what does kale do?
Kale, you get
so many benefits, right?
So much bang for your buck with kale because it is so high in phytonutrients. And phytonutrients means that it's nutrients derived from a plant.
Yeah.
So it's nothing special except for the fact that our bodily processes, you know, almost all of them run from these nutrients. You know, a lot of in our society, we eat a lot of macronutrients, protein, carbs, you know, we get a lot of that, but we don't get a lot of our fruits and vegetables. And those micronutrients, even though you need them in much smaller amounts, we tend to skip them all together. I talk to people all the time, you know, in my role as the tox doc, and I go to places and I talk to children, I talk to parents. I said, how many days a week do you eat, you know, fruits and vegetables? And sometimes it's maybe 1, 2, if I'm lucky, 3 to 4 days a week. But then I say, how many days of the week do you eat protein? Do you eat starch? Do you eat carbohydrates?
Oh, every day.
Every day that ends in Y. You know? And then when, you know, some of them, they say, oh, well, you know, I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And I say, well, how much? How many cups? Cups? Well, I eat an apple. Well, you know, that's simply, it's just not enough. So, you know, kale is so amazing because it's got such a wide array of micronutrients packed into that leaf.
Okay.
So when you juice that kale or when you make kale chips or whatever, you know, kind of way you want to prepare your kale salad, there's so many ways to prepare kale. You're getting so much bang for your buck. I'm such a big fan of kale. It's one of my top, you know, 2014.
Guys.
Yeah, it was one of my top 5 foods for 2014. And right now, you know, pomegranate's in season. Go out and get your pomegranate. That's another one of my top 5s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And with Nicole's garden, we can learn how to grow all of these things.
A lot of these things. I wish I could say I could teach you how to grow pomegranates, but we can teach you how to, you know, eventually create some, you know, trees for pomegranates. But again, kale, yes, we can do that.
Now,
having a salad, an organic salad, helping your child and your mind, you know, stay on target and on track. You know, we don't always have to, you know, become distracted or feel like, oh, I'm just getting old, I'm losing my memory. Well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're just not giving our body what it needs.
Nutrients or whatnot. So you mentioned earlier that you all are looking for volunteers and for people to come on board. How can one be a part of that. And they're listening like, hey, yeah, well, that's right up my driveway. I can help out.
Perfect. So go to nicolesgarden.org, NicolesGarden.org. And we're having a kickoff event this Tuesday at the Houston Arboretum, 4501 Woodway Drive. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. And here, it's a free event. We'd love for you to come out. All you need to do is RSVP. You can send us an email, info@nicolesgarden.org, or you can look us up on Eventbrite. We can provide a link so that your listeners can RSVP.
Absolutely.
Again, we're looking for, volunteers. We're looking for members. We're looking for people. We're looking for educators who are enthusiastic and want to start a garden in their classroom. We want to create Nicole's Gardens all over the city of Houston, and we want to expand that globally.
Nice.
So I'm very, very excited, to come out and meet me on Tuesday and we can talk about, if you're an expert, I love to hear from you. Interrupt me while I'm talking and say, hey, you know what, Dr. Noreen, did you know about this type of gardening? Do you know that you can take container gardening? And I've got this new engineering design that has simplified this bucket design. So let's get rid of that. Let's make something, that is new and innovative. I love new innovations and being able to expand their reach. And, everybody, absolutely everybody deserves to have access to fresh fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
And there are too many people who make choices to say, well, it doesn't make sense for me to spend, $2 on one head of kale when I can go and spend $2 and get, two
seeds.
Hamburgers and that'll feed two people.
Yeah.
And so, people are making choices based upon these value meals and they think that at least they're giving their family some nutrition, but it's the wrong types of nutrition.
And
it's highly processed. And, in the long term, it leads to chronic disease. And, in my other life, as the tox doc, I talk about it all the time in my book, Talking Toxicology. But I really, what can I do to make an impact in the environment? It's to expand my reach. It's to get the knowledge out there.
Yeah.
Get people to understand that, it's not that hard to make changes, positive changes in your life. And not everybody has to get diabetes.
Yeah.
Not everybody has to get high blood pressure. Not everybody has to get cancer. There are ways that we can use nutrition to kind of counteract and eliminate the effects of these toxic chemicals that we're exposed to constantly.
And it's amazing how, as you just mentioned, with the vegetables versus
right.
the meat,
yeah,
how it's so easy and quick to
yes.
get something that is processed
right.
and it's cheap.
It's cheap.
But it costs so much money to eat healthy.
And that's not right.
No, it's not right at all. And yeah. I don't even remember it being like that. I can remember growing up eating my fair share of,
right.
of fruits and vegetables
right.
and it not breaking my mom's pocket.
Why? Exactly.
Why is that nowadays? And that is just beyond me. But
oh,
you've got a way of helping them save money
yes,
through Nicole's Garden.
That's
and,
right.
And them
that's
teaching,
right.
Teaching
so
them
community
how to grow.
Gardens, there are plenty of community gardens in Houston. I want to hear from you guys as well because I want to partner with you. I want this foundation to have the maximum impact. It's not always about just standing out on your own and doing something individually. There is strength in numbers. So partnering, expanding your impact, I'm all about that. So if you have a community garden already, I want to talk to you. If you have a group that needs volunteer hours or community service hours, I want to hear from you. Let's connect. Let's get interconnected. Let's, start a movement.
And they can do that by emailing info@nicolesgarden.org.
Yes, .org. You can follow us on Twitter @GardenNicole as well.
@GardenNicole.
GardenNicole.
Make sure you do that,
yes.
folks. And the event this Tuesday. Where's it going to be held once again?
At the Houston Arboretum, which is right at the entrance of Memorial Park as you're coming off of 610. And it will be from 6 to 8 p.m. at 4501 Woodway.
4501 Woodway this Tuesday.
This Tuesday, our launch event.
From 6 until 8 p.m.
Yes.
They're going to teach you all about gardening and what you need to know. And the I was really fascinated by the hydro. Say it again.
Hydroponics.
Hydroponics. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
And I think, and now I vaguely remember learning something like that in junior high school back in the day, but it's very vague.
I'm sure a lot of people, when they hear hydroponics, they tend to think of drugs, because some people grow marijuana in hydroponics. Normally I get that look, like, oh, hydroponics, huh? But no. We're talking about, you know, nice, good fruits and vegetables.
Also, I want to take this opportunity to allow you to talk about your book and how people can get your book and
these
incredible supplements that you have.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to talk about that. So, you know, I am a toxicologist. I specialize in space toxicology, food and nutritional toxicology, and environmental toxicology. Toxicology is a medical science.
Yes.
Any kind of adverse effect on your health is a toxic effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as a toxicologist, I've got all of this great information, and we tend to kind of keep it amongst, you know, the research and medical and toxicology community.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I really want to share what I know with other people. And so I started to speak, and I've spoken internationally. And, you know, when I'd speak, people would say, well, where's your book? We want to read more. We want to know more. And I said, okay, I've got to have a book that teaches, you know, the layperson, the everyday person, how to understand toxicology, how to recognize when they're being exposed to toxic chemicals, because mm-hmm. we're exposed to toxic chemicals constantly.
Sure.
And then how to teach them how to reduce their exposures to toxicology, to toxic mm-hmm. chemicals, because you don't want to be overwhelmed and just throw your hands in the air and say, oh, well, I'm going to die from something anyway. Yes, we're all going to die from something, but we can improve the quality of our life while we're here, you know, just by, you know, making simple changes around the home, by what we eat, you know, what the types of places that we go. You know, we can recognize and learn how to make changes in our homes, in our work environments, and really reduce our toxic exposure. So my book is called Talking Toxicology. Visit me on my website. It is drnoreen.com, and doctor is spelled out DocTorNoreen.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Noreen. And, you know, just ask me a question. I created a food supplement, all vegetarian-based food supplement. Again, I talked about micronutrients a little while ago.
Yes.
We don't get the micronutrients that we need to support all of our, you know, bodily functions and processes and all of the, you know, we have thousands of processes, chemical processes and biochemical processes just to, you know, allow us to blink our eyes or you know, outstretch our arms. So can you imagine the things that we don't think about? These are all involuntary types of movements and actions going on,
mm-hmm.
but we need to support that. So what I've put together is something that will allow food to increase the antioxidant levels within the liver.
Okay.
Because the liver is your major detoxifying organ.
Oh, yeah.
As it detoxifies, it gets damaged. And so mm-hmm. you want to help regrow or regenerate the liver and the antioxidants to be boosted so that you can increase the efficiency of detoxification. Because when you aren't in an efficient detoxifier, your body will actually grow adipose or fat cells to store these chemicals that your liver can't get to because your liver's overwhelmed. So by using this supplement, it helps to kind of get things, it helps to get things back on track.
Yeah.
And when the liver functions properly, everything starts to work better because almost everything goes through the liver for first past metabolism or biotransformation, and it will get distributed throughout the body. So the liver can either make those chemicals into something less toxic that's removed by our waste or something that's more toxic depending upon the type of chemical, and then it can get to the site of potential toxicity. So again, we want our liver to be the best it can be. We want our kidneys to be the most efficient. So the kidney and liver support supplement increases the efficiency of the kidney. It's not a drug. Mm-hmm. All we're doing is we're using food. We're mm-hmm. using food to actually help our bodies work. And the food is in a simple, you know, vegetarian pill capsule form.
Okay.
The reason I do that is because, again, you know, I'll tell people you need to eat this, but they can't get it on a daily basis.
Right.
So it's easy. I take it. You know, I give it to my daughter. Everybody that I know that takes it, they absolutely love it. And, you know, you just treat your body well. And if you can get it through your food, it's wonderful. But, you know, some of the ingredients that are in there, like milk thistle, we don't eat that on a daily basis. Even, right. you know, most vegetarians, they're not eating that. So, you know, we've got key food ingredients. You can buy all this stuff separately and have 9 bottles, or you can just get it in one.
Okay, and that is Dr. spelled out Noreen, Noreen.com. But the event on Tuesday is the kickoff for Nicole's Garden Foundation at 4501 Woodway from 6 until 8 p.m. If you have any questions or you would like to volunteer and or any of that good stuff, you can contact Dr. Noreen at info@nicolesgarden.org. That's info@nicolesgarden.org. The Tux Doc, Dr. Noreen Khan Mayberry. Thank you
so much, KG. I appreciate the time with you and the community.
No problem. Anytime to get the word out, I am here for you. Tux Doc, thank you so much. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.